Notable discoveries. The number of discoveries made all over the world is incredible. Even though we seem to get to know about them, there is a good portion we never know about because they have been deemed too dangerous for others to know for several different reasons and they never go into private production. As I have said before, when one applies for a patent and even if they get one, the government reserves the right to stop it and to give it to people like the military to produce, many times in secret. This really hurts us when it could be something which could help us health-wise but also could be turned into a weapon. University of Alberta scientists had developed an incredible method to purify water, making it safe to drink. They put a catalyst into the dirty water, supply a little power, and then they get pure water fit to drink. That is not all they get, however, they get hydrogen as a bonus, which can be used in a fuel cell. Could this lead to hydrogen-powered cars finally? If we start purifying all the polluted water using this method, think of all the hydrogen we could get. Guess what? The catalyst is made from material which is non-toxic, plentiful and inexpensive. Scientists are saying this is revolutionary because to generate hydrogen from water, the water must be clean, but not with this process. A scientist has said, you could turn oil sands tailings ponds into usable fuel while purifying the water. It sounds incredulous, it sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Astronomers have just found something unexpected. It is 25 more strange signals coming from different parts of space. They are called repeating fast radio bursts. Some of these bursts can last up to 3 seconds. They puzzle scientists, but many of them are supposing they come from some of the most powerful energy events in the universe. They cite things like supernovae, gamma ray bursts and collisions between neutron stars and other objects capable of releasing incredible amounts of energy. I think it is safe to say most scientists do not believe they are from advanced cultures trying to contact us. Scientists have discovered a neural circuit when planted into mice stops aggression. It seems researchers in the medical field have been trying to discover the cause of aggression in humans and are using animals to experiment on. The scientists think they found the area of the brain responsible for a couple of different things, and one is aggression. This doesn't mean much to me, but the region responsible for aggression is known as VMHVL. Discoveries concerning robots seem to be on the rise. One of the latest ones is a new skin. The difference between it and the current robot skins is this one is not just a covering. The skin is said to be able to let the robot feel tactile sensations. It acts much like our skin in some ways. Human fingertips are said to be incredible when we consider how sensitive they are to all sorts of touch and temperature. Scientists knew this and wanted to duplicate that for robots, and scientists in China think they have come up with the answer, which is this new skin. I can't help but believe someday in the near future AI-controlled robots will be so much like us we may not be able to tell them from humans. They will be something like the android in the movie Alien. A Russian company has already created a robot which looks so human-like, it is hard to tell it isn't human. The robot costs $8 million and is named Alex. The company making the robot is Promobot. A new material for batteries has been discovered by researchers at MIT. The scientists say this will allow batteries to charge faster and have longer life. Before this, there was a failed experiment to create organic batteries, but that didn't work out. NASA has announced a breakthrough in 3D printing. NASA has developed a new superalloy named GRX-810. The scientists at NASA have made the claim the new material is twice as strong as any other 3D printed superalloys and more than an incredible 1,000 times more durable than any other printed alloy. One of the things NASA claims is they now have materials which can take higher temperatures without breaking down. Scientists from Rutgers think they identified the substance which may have started life on Earth. They believe they have identified part of a protein they think could alert scientists to planets where life is on the verge of happening. They claim nickelback, which is a simple peptide, will help them do this. The peptide contains just a few amino acid blocks. Has China found a way to establish a working quantum communications network, and are they ahead of us in that field? It is hard to say if they are ahead or not, because we keep so much work secret, but we know they have been working on quantum communications and claim to have been able to send a quantum communication from one place to another. Now, they are said to be working on satellites which will transmit quantum data. Supposedly, quantum signals can never be broken down back into their messages, according to scientists, but I have to say anything made by man, as far as I am concerned, can be decoded if the right amount of force and time is applied to it. When the Germans had the Enigma machine, it was thought the code was unbreakable. We used one of the first computers to break that code. Who knows what else might come along as time marches on. Archaeologists, in conjunction with technologists and other experts, have discovered a tunnel under the Great Pyramid at Giza. There has been a rumor going around for years stating the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx might be connected by a secret tunnel. Perhaps this is the tunnel they have found. This find is being called the most important of the 21st century. I don't know about that, because everyone who makes a meaningful discovery thinks theirs is the most important. Right now, the scientists are saying the tunnel is only 30 feet long, so I have to ask the question, why call it a tunnel and not a room? The team is the same as the one which found the void above the Grand Gallery in the Great Pyramid in 2017.